Dear Creator, may we recognize your greatness shining through our friends. Help us feel and be responsible for one's advancement. We are thankful you've given us specifically these friends. Remind us to always turn to you and ask. There is no greater joy than serving you. Thank you. Creator, help us get closer together and raise your importance. Make our efforts count in order to bring peace to the world and contentment to you.
We get sometimes such appeals. Why are we not studying TESS, the study of Ten Sefirot, in a more massive manner? And what is our preference, our priority to studying the articles and letters of Bar Sulam and Rabash instead of Tess? What can I tell you? It's good to study Tess if we can already be in some form, be connected to the Tess matter, meaning coarseness, restriction, screen, reflected light, the attachment between the Sefirot, even between the Partsufim maybe, then this study becomes a practical study. Before that is a study that brings reforming light, which is also very important. But are we capable of caring for it and thinking about it all the time? That is the question. And therefore, what happens here is that maybe we first of all have to pay attention to the purpose of the study, to the outcome that we expect from the study. And therefore, first we study articles, letters by Bar Sulam and Rabash that lead us already to the purpose of the study. And then we approach the study of Tess in a more focused way. So this is a question that always exists in a certain relation. What kind of relation or proportion should be in the study between the letters, the articles of Bar Sulam and Rabash and all the other Kabbalists versus the study of the structure of the Ten Sefirot of reality, which is the Tree of Life, and the study of the Ten Sefirot. So that is the question. And therefore, we nevertheless get many times questions about how come we don't study more tests. Maybe it's worthwhile to dedicate more time to it. So let's see how much we are able to do it, as much as you're yearning for it. It says that a person does not study except in a place that his heart desires. So then, let us see how much we should be in this and how much we should be in that. Well, we will see.
Yes, dear Rav, you said that the most important, if I got correctly, the most important thing is to have those vessels, restrictions, screen, reflected light. But when you studied with Rabash, you placed important emphasis on creating these components in the students and have special exercises.
No, not at all. We simply studied and that's it. There were many people that would come, sit and study. But we didn't speak at all about the purpose of the study as we're talking about it now, awakening ourselves before the study. No, but rather you come to the lesson, you open up either an article written by Rabash, and later on we study Tess. Usually that's how it was. Or sometimes we would read some article by Bala Sulam and then Tess. But usually it was an article by Rabash. This is what we had. And we did not speak about the purpose of the study, about the desired outcome from the study. No, that a person seemingly had to care for it before coming to the lesson.
So, something that happens by itself, on its own, as a result of the study?
To those that it does, yes, then he comes and it, and those that it doesn't. But people realize that they have nothing else to do except to engage in that. Then over time, one starts to ask himself, what am I studying for? What is happening to me? For which purpose did I come here? And then one would scrutinize. And this is how he would...
So maybe, what can you advise us? How in the tens, in our work, in general, can we put emphasis on the result that you described, the desired result?
The purpose of the study is to reach in order to bestow. From in order to bestow to the friends, in the ten, to in order to bestow to the Creator. That is the purpose of the study. By that, we come closer to identifying with the Creator, to adhesion with Him, to be in the same quality as Him, in the quality of bestowal. This is what we need. How to study that? It is impossible to study that. But it is possible to get from above the reforming light.
Yeah,
so that it will influence us and will change our nature. It's impossible to do it through the intellect, but only through this influence, this projection from above, that when the light shines on you. In order for the light to shine on you, you need to try to be in qualities, or at least in actions, that are like it. Therefore, even though you don't want it, meaning you're not yet in the quality of bestowal, however, you perform actions that are similar, close to the quality of bestowal. And by that too, we draw the light. And if you do it inside the ten, and out of that, you and your friends, when you rise above the ego of each and every one, and you're willing to connect into one desire of their mutual bestowal to the Creator. This is how we come closer to their action of bestowing to the Creator, resembles the Creator's action of bestowing to them. And then we connect. That's it.
Раф, вот хотелось спросить, вы сказали, что раньше вы, когда учились...
Раф, I would like to ask you, said that
каждый по-своему понимал.
Once, before, when you studied, you never discussed the goal of the study. Each one understood it by himself. Why are we today in a different time? Why we are teaching the goal of the study and we raised that? What's the difference between today and what was in your days?
The difference is in the approach and what we talk about. The difference is in that we are in the broad public, which is very diverse. And it comes from all kinds of cultures and faiths, different ones. And therefore we have to establish ourselves a little bit more, even corporeally, in a uniform manner. During the time of Rabash, we all lived together in one region. Just like I now live here. So everybody would be living here in the same region of a single city or a few small cities.
And
that's it. It was something quite different. And therefore it was simpler on the one hand. On the other hand, the will to receive was also a little bit different. The world was different. The world didn't yet discover that it is in one pot and it is cooking there on a fire, truly like today, and from one day to the next, more and more. And this is why today we're truly in a revelation of our period, which is the last generation. This is why the time changes, meaning the states change. We change inside of us. The connection between us changes. Today you have the internet. It's such an essential revelation of the connection between human beings, an external connection, but nevertheless, look what it does. We can be connected already around the planet. We have Africa, Asia. Look at the map. Africa, Asia, Baltia. Here we have from the north, Sibir, Moscow, Kiev, Almata. Truly from all places in the world. And this is already relating to the interconnection or the beginning of the interconnection of the end of correction, where the entire world, as it says, and all the nations will flock to him, meaning all the nations of the world, they will all be drawn to the Creator, to the knowledge of the Creator, and they can discover him in the connection between them. And this is our work, the work of Bnei Baruch, to give to it a center, a nucleus, an example, and to publicize this knowledge, this ability, this opportunity to the entire world.
It's soon, not in the end of correction.
We need more and more to see how do we tighten the connections between us, between all the groups, different groups, above mentality, above the character of each and every group, and the more we establish a common state, which will bring us an example of what we need to yearn for, what is it that we need to do, how should we become incorporated? What form should we take on? What is the example of the ten, an exemplary ten? That we all yearn to be in the same image, to be incorporated in the same image. So that such a ten of ours is already adhered to the Creator. That ten that we want to build will include all the tens, all of our friends from all over the world, those who want to be in it, they should connect to this spiritual structure, and that we will reach that, and in it we will discover our adhesion with the Creator. In all the degrees of adhesion, in the 125 degrees of adhesion. This is what we want. That's it. So we need to talk about it. We need to make it as tangible as possible and to publicize it to everyone. Our purpose is both to understand and to also understand and teach everyone that as much as we will be connected in breadth, so we will rise in height. Just like you build a pyramid, let's say. So, the broader your infrastructure, the greater height that you can reach. This is the same with us. This is why we have to be concerned, to be close in such a way with each other, all of us together, to accept everyone, anyone who wants, and to care each time how to make room for everyone, how to care for the connection among everyone. And this is especially what we need. Specifically, this is the problem that we have before us, specifically in these times. It's interesting how it evolves. How it changes the way we talk about
define the problem before us.
The problem we have before us is that we need to be the center, like a vacuum cleaner that sucks into it all of those who ask, who feel themselves as redundant in this world, that they have no place among the ordinary people, that they have to discover the essence of creation, the purpose of creation, why do they exist for, and so on, that all of these people cannot just stay, remain in their existence in this world, but rather their purpose is to attain the Creator, because only this answers to them regarding life, the essence of life, the purpose of life, and no less than that.
This exemplary 10, the model 10 that we have to design, the world clear is a model 10 for humanity. It should do what? It should suck in, as you say, like in a vacuum cleaner, more people who will be absorbed or to be a center?
I don't think they'll be absorbed inside, because that is difficult when, let's say now some people come, or even complete groups from all kinds of countries, cultures, religions, etc., and they come in. But rather they need to fit in with us and gradually take on the same form like us.
And what's stopping us from expanding outwards?
It's not it's stopping us or delaying us, but to the extent that we will be tighter and tighter inside of ourselves, we will also have a natural inclination to spread outwards.
Раф, как-то вам задавали вопрос, как себя вести ученику на уроке. А вы ответили, а я веду урок.
One time you were asked, how should a student behave in a lesson? And you said, I'm leading the lesson, the reader reads, and you pray for one another. Is this still relevant now to pray for the 10, or you should include the entire world?
Certainly, we need to pray both for the 10 and also for the entire organization of Bnei Baruch as a greater expanded 10, and also for the entire world as 1 10, because there is more, no more than that. This is all just a matter of the measure. How do you accept it? In which scale do you look at reality? You have the entire universe, and it is very similar to a single atom. And the more you diminish and diminish the universe, it will nevertheless be similar to an atom. Inside of which, but only in different measures, all the laws of nature are revealed. And it's the same with us. We're told that there is no more than 10 sefirot. So either you're talking about the entire nature, all of it, or you're talking about some part of it, but nevertheless, it is not divided into less than 10. All of the laws that exist, even in the smallest group, and also in the entire universe, in the whole of humanity, in the worlds, it is all 10. However, it just depends on which scale, with respect to yourself, that you can discover it and discuss it.
Chapter 5, heading, the restriction was of her own volition. The screen pushes the light through an authority not of her own volition. 58. You must understand the difference between the restriction that Malchut of Ein Sof performed, being the departure from the great will to receive due to her desire and choice to equalize her form with the most, with the emanator, and the screen, which is the detaining force through authority and compulsion that prevents the light from reaching phase 4.
Yes. What is the difference between these two actions? On the one hand, there is the restriction, where Malchut refuses to receive anything into herself, and as much as possible she distances herself from the source of the abundance, from the emanator. And later on there is an action which is similarly the opposite of the restriction. So please.
59. The reason for it is that although both the restriction and the screen were performed by Malchut of Ein Sof, you already know that when a spiritual entity acquires a new additional form, it is then regarded as two spiritual entities and as two discernments that are as far apart from one another as the measure of their disparity of form.
This means that between Malchut that receives and Malchut that restricts herself, there is a great change here, a spiritual distance, as we call it, which is a great one. This one, Malchut of Ein Sof, wants to receive everything and to receive in all the desires, in all the aspects, in everything that she has without any limitation. And after she receives, she operates herself in a new form. Yes?
Since just as corporeal objects become separated from one another by an axe and are distanced from each other by place and area, so are the spirituals distinguished from each other by an innovation of form. Their distance from each other is as the measure of disparity between one form and the other, whether less or more. This force interferes here, that is in control, that restricts the light from getting into phase four. Where does it come to Malchut from?
The force that whereby Malchut suddenly doesn't want to receive and wants to repel all the feeling that comes to it, it gets that too from the same light that influences her, because that light that influences her carries within it also that knowledge, that the light comes from the bestower, and Malchut, along with the fact that she receives and she enjoys, she also absorbs from this light the quality of the bestower. It's as we are in contact with a certain phenomenon. So besides the fact that we get from this phenomenon a certain feeling, we also start to learn from this phenomenon what is the nature of that phenomenon and what is the nature of the source of that phenomenon, meaning the giver. And gradually we start becoming incorporated with him, so that the reception of the abundance is a means that connects us to the source of the abundance, and the source of the abundance is the giver. Even though we are receivers, we receive the abundance, but by actually the reception of the abundance in itself passes on to us the nature of the bestower, whether we want to or not. And then the receiver starts to change by the reception of the abundance, even though it only has a will to receive. But because the abundance comes from the upper one, from the giver, from, let's say, something more successful, greater, superior one, actually. So the fact that he receives, by this he feels the difference in the degrees between him and the giver. And therefore he absorbs not only the abundance itself and he enjoys from it, but also bit by bit he also receives the nature of the bestower, that he is the giver. And so gradually a desire to resemble this giver starts to grow within him. We see that it is this way. When we are in contact with each other, even though we have a certain external connections, but bit by bit we take on the nature of the other one. We start to be similar. We learn from the other one. It all comes together with the reception and bestowal. These actions of reception and bestowal, they pass on from one to the other, also the nature of each one. And then they become incorporated.
Дорогой Раф, так я прошу прощения, но вот нам для того, чтобы прийти к
I apologize, but for us, in order to reach such an action of restriction, we have to go through this stage to receive the abundance from the Creator and in it to discern the nature of the Creator and from that to come to restriction?
Certainly, certainly there is no other way. What other way do you have? There is the giver and the receiver. So, if on the degrees of the receiver, the still vegetative and animate, the receiver cannot get a sufficient impression from the giver in order to resemble him. But on this special degree of development in the receiver, in the fourth degree, in the great will to receive, he also absorbs from the giver the quality of the giver, the bestower, and he wants to resemble it. Receives from him his own quality. And in this way, let's say, well, the still vegetative and animated live next to us, rocks, plants, and dogs, let's say. They cannot get an impression from us so that they will also be givers. They cannot. But if a human being lives among human beings, then by the fact that they bestow, he learns from it and he also wants to bestow. We see this with little children, the way that they want to resemble the grown-ups, even to some extent. It's the nature of development in the will to receive. And therefore, this is how we learn.
That
is clear?
Yeah,
the principle is clear, but practically, how do we feel it in the ten, the Creator and His bestow, His abundance, from which we can learn and perform this restriction? Rav, you need to try and relate to friends the way it seems to you the Creator is relating to you, in love, giving, connection. And then, inside those actions, you'll begin to feel Him, the Creator.
Can you explain this title? The restriction was of her own volition. The screen was not of her own volition. Why is the screen not of her own volition?
We'll get there in a second.
If I can ask one more thing. How can Malchut remove the light in the restriction if she has no screen? With which organ?
This is called the restriction. Malchut stops the desire to receive. It restricts its will to receive. It does not want to receive, although it wants to receive. But it's doing an action whereby it does not want to receive.
The organ that enables her not to receive, that's usually the screen. It pushes the light outward, but she doesn't have a screen yet, so how can she succeed in...
This is still a restriction. Restriction, not a screen.
What holds the restriction without a screen?
That I don't want to receive, so I restrict myself. Restriction is not a screen. A screen faces the pleasures and it measures which one it can receive, which one it cannot, why, how. Here it's still a restriction. The first decision of the receiver relative to the pledge.
Thank you.
Ot Samech.
Next, Dudi.
Item 60, title, The screen is a result of the restricted Malchut. A desire in the upper one is a force in the lower one. 60. Thus, after the above Malchut performed an extension on the light of the line over three phases, this extension is regarded as a new form added to the form of restriction. Thus, there are now two phases in the above Malchut. The first is the restricted Malchut, being the first form that was made in Malchut of Ein Sof, which now adopted the new form called the restricted Malchut. Later, when this Malchut performed an extension on the light of the three phases, a new form was born and emerged. It was called a screen, preventing the light from appearing in phase four. It is known that every desire in the upper one becomes an authority in the branch that extends from it. The screen is a branch, a consequence of the restricted Malchut. Hence, Malchut restricted herself voluntarily and knowingly without any control by her upper one. However, the consequence that extends from her, namely the screen, is already completely controlled by the restriction, since it is a second degree in the world of restriction.
Meaning we have Malchut, which is the will to receive. We have Malchut that feels itself as the receiver. As a result of the feeling of reception, has a different attitude towards the upper light, towards its nature as a bestower. And therefore, Malchut restricts itself. As a result of the restriction, it now meets the upper light in a new way. It is the bestower and she is the non-receiver. And then there's a new connection between them, where Malchut receives from the upper light the force of bestowal. Then above the restriction, it builds the screen in trying to resemble the upper light. The restriction already rides her with complete control from the upper one. And from her own perspective, she also wants to join and resemble the light in the action of restriction, where even she doesn't want to receive.
Thank you, Rav. If I heard correctly, the construction of the screen occurs through the line. If you can explain this more clearly, Rav, how does it happen?
When the upper one influences the lower one, it awakens various discernments in the lower one, where the lower one that wishes to resemble the upper one, as a result of the influence of the upper one, it builds of himself a reaction. This reaction is, in wanting to resemble the upper one, it builds in him a line. First of all, a restriction, then a line.
Rav, if we can be more precise, this relation, is this a certain relation or the beginning of some mind in the desire? What is a screen?
A screen is the degree of your desire to resemble the upper one, the desire to be the bestower, according to what's available to the lower one. This is called a screen. As much as I want to resemble the upper one and bestowing to him the way I feel he is bestowed to me as an example, this is called a screen.
Сказать, что Малхут — это форма, это состояние,
Can we say that Malchut is a form, a state, a desire that attained the root of the oppositeness from the giver, from the bestower, and this is what is separating them?
Yes, you can say that. Malchut assumes different forms from the bestower, and that's what it feels, and that's what it aims at towards the restriction screen and reflected light. Correct.
Rav, you said, I wrote it down, that the restriction rides on Malchut from the side of the upper light. Can you give some depiction or an example to this?
Example, Malchut feels herself not only as a receiving and the pleasure from receiving, but it begins to feel the bestower, the emanator, the one who gives her, and she begins to feel the nature of the emanator. He is the giver, and she's a receiver. This is all through the degrees of development, and she feels that he's opposite from her. He wants for her sake, and she does not want for his sake. Then it begins to awaken. Where the emanator himself indirectly influences his quality on her, the bestower. And then relative to the quality of bestowal that she has from the bestower and the quality of the will to receive that she has from herself, she now has an internal conflict between the receiver and the bestower.
And
because of that, it begins to be in contradiction, this inner striking between these two forms of receiver and bestower, to such an extent that it stops receiving and later it wants to acquire qualities of bestowal, meaning restriction, screen, reflected light, and so on and so forth.
What exactly causes or gives the strength not to receive? To withstand the reception and not receive.
From feeling the bestower and feeling that she's opposite from him, and then she disagrees with it. That's the reason for the restriction. If it doesn't feel the bestower as a bestower, she just takes it.
But
to the extent that it feels him bestowing to her, that there's a difference between what she's receiving and what he's bestowing, that there's no adhesion between them. And this adhesion erases the degrees between them, the differences between them. Then to that extent, she cannot receive. The shame, the gap between the degrees is holding her and it's not letting her receive, be in contact with the bestower.
Hello,
Rav. Malchut nevertheless received in phase 4, then she made a restriction, or did she just try to receive and made a restriction?
It received all of the light of Ein Sof according to her desire. It felt the entire giving of the Creator in all of her desire. The light of Ein Sof filled her. And that is why she's restricting all of the light of Ein Sof, and she remains completely empty. And because the light of Ein Sof used to fill her, and now she is empty, then inside this empty Malchut, you have Reshimo left from the light that used to fill her. And according to these Rishimot, like genes, like memories, it begins to activate herself in order to return to that state where it was full of the light of Ensof, but already to bestow to the Creator, and not because it wanted to receive like before the restriction.
Buongiorno Rav. Se dalla restrizione c'è questo svuotamento della luce e quello che rimane sono le reshimot.
The restriction means to be emptied from the light and all that remains is the reshimot, the records. What is the work of the created being according to the records?
The work of the created being is to draw the upper light through the ten. And those reshimot that are in him from the shattering, from the general shattering, to awaken the influence of the upper light on the records in him, and then to see which records it can use, sort them out, organize them, and advance through them, build additional partsufim by itself in order to bestow. That's why all the records that exist in us, we have to come to a state where we shine to them the upper light, and that's how we advance.
Moscow
18. The Creator created me and He's filling me. But where do I feel that I'm the receiver? Because the feeling that I'm receiving is beyond the simple vessel of reception.
Correct. The vessel of reception has to be developed until the fulfillment comes through Shosh, Aleph, Bet, Gimel, Dalet, these five layers in the vessel of reception. Then in the last layer, the created being feels that he is the receiver. And not before that. Look at the whole world. Do they feel that they are receiving? No, they feel nothing like that.
PT 17, what's the difference between the force to make a restriction to the force you receive from a masach?
A restriction is something that I do because I feel my disparity of form relative to the giver, and I don't want to receive from him because I want to be closer to him. It's like what we feel in this world. If I receive something from someone, then he is the giver and I am the receiver. And that already determines the gap between the degrees between us. He's higher and I'm lower. This is called reception. If I don't want it, then I perform a restriction. I don't receive it from him. It's possible that I'm receiving in order to bestow in return to him. So there will be a connection between us. And then I receive from him, and some other time I give to him. And then we have a mutual connection. It's called I to my beloved to me. And this is the beginning of love. Typically, it's not like one gives to the other and the other doesn't give anything. Rather, the other also has to give to the first one. And in this way, love is born between them, and the more they wish to bestow pleasures to one another, and it doesn't matter what they give, really. The important thing is their desire for it. Then, in this way, there's connection between them, and they develop.
The enslavement of the Malchuyot.
The free choice is in entering this 10 and annulling before the 10, and each time that I have to nullify myself more and more, then I receive the influence of the upper light more and more from the Creator, and that's how the restriction, screen, and reflected light is born in me. That's our choice. Our choice is essentially in nullifying ourselves towards the 10.
Mark 29.
Mach 29, I understand that Malchut restricted itself without help from the upper forces, so why do we in our prayers, when we ask the Creator to finish the job for us?
Malchut had a feeling and connection with the upper force that filled it, and therefore it didn't need to pray and connect its pieces to achieve the, to reach the upper one and receive the upper light that will position it above its will to receive it. It was already in it. It was already active in the world of Ensof. We, however, are on the other end of the ladder.
So 61, title, the difference between circles and straightness is in the screen that was innovated in the 10 Sefirot of straightness. 61. It follows that there are two discernments of Malchut. The first is the restricted Malchut, and the second is Malchut that has a screen. No, that this is the entire difference between the Sefirot of circles and the Sefirot of straightness called line. The Malchut in the 10 Sefirot of circles is restricted Malchut, where there is no screen whatsoever. And the Malchut in the 10 Sefirot of straightness is corrected Malchut with the above screen.
Meaning that there is restriction, screen, reflected light, all these Sefirot are arranged in their bestowal from below upwards, from the created being towards the Creator, the source of light. And that is the difference between the 10 Sefirot in direct light and reflected light. And in the circles, there's no change there. There's only cause and effect. The light extends from the outer circles to more and more inner circles and all the way to the will to receive. That's at the center. All right.
62, title. The reason why the light strikes and wants to enter phase 4 is that the emanated being extended it this way. Now you can thoroughly understand the matter of the reflected light that rises through the coupling by striking from the encounter of the upper light with the screen of phase 4 that we have begun to explain above. You should understand what we said above, that the upper light is not meticulous about the restriction that the emanated being performed, and it comes down to expand in phase 4 as well. The reason for it is that the emanated being himself necessarily extended to begin with. It has already been explained that the upper light is always in a state of complete rest and does not stop shining to the lower ones even for a minute. That is because it does not come under the definition of an incident and innovation. Rather, all the issues of the expansion of the upper light that were discussed refer to the drawing on the part of the emanated being who receives from the upper light as much as the will to receive.
Okay, nothing new here. Next.
63. We refer to the extension of the emanated being as expansion of upper light. 63. At the very moment when the emanated being yearns to receive from the upper light, he immediately sucks the upper light, like one who lights a candle from another, and the first is not lessened by it. By the same manner, when the emanated being extends the upper light itself, the upper light is not lessened in any way because of that. part that the emanated being extended. Also, it is not affected or impressed in any way by the extension of the emanated being. However, in order to simplify matters, we refer to the extension of the emanated being as expansion of upper light. Remember this in every place, for we always speak of the expansion of the upper light, and mean the extension of the emanated being by his yearning alone.
Right, that the upper light, as we say, is in complete rest and so forth. Everything follows the desire that awakens in the created being, the emanated being. No questions, that's good, means it's basically clear. Next.
64 title. The part of the light that should have entered phase 4 and was rejected from her became reflected light. 64.
Again.
A title again. The part of the light that should have entered phase 4 and was rejected from her became reflected light. 64. Therefore, after the restriction, when Malchut of Ein Sof extended the light once more, because she extended it through the yearning in her phase 4, the upper light was also drawn to phase 4. However, by the power of the screen that she had erected to detain the light from expanding to phase 4, that part of the light returned backwards. By this she fulfilled her initial desire that the light would reach her only in three phases. However, that part of the light that the screen pushed back to its root, meaning that part that was intended for phase 4, did not vanish from her. Instead, it became a great light, clothing the three phases of the upper light from the place of the screen up to the root. This reflected light became a vessel for reception of the three phases of the upper light instead of phase 4. Dear Rav, what does it mean that the created being is building reflected light?
That the created being wants to resemble the Creator, he performs on himself a restriction to not receive the light from the Creator, because to resemble the Creator means resembling the bestower, so he stops being a receiver. And then it turns out that he wants to stop that kind of connection with the Creator, that where the Creator fulfills him, and he wants to rather enter a mutual action where he bestows to the Creator as the Creator wants to bestow to him. And that's the only way he can get to know the Creator and recognize what the Creator gives him, and also be a partner in their connection. So what happens here is that the Creator and the created being begin to be connected. And where do they begin to be connected? Only in Malchut, where the created being feels what he receives from the Creator. And in the response to what he receives from the Creator, he can reconnect to the Creator. And that's what we see. And from here, we understand why the created being performs a restriction. Because he wants to be in the same quality of bestowal, free of himself, just as the Creator bestows and is free of himself. So the action of restriction is the first action of equivalence of form with the Creator. What else? PT 12.
Rav, I never understood what it means that reflected light becomes a vessel of reception.
Because after the restriction, when the created being determines he doesn't want to receive in order to receive anymore, the reflected light, which is the created being's intention to bestow to the Creator, it becomes a condition so that to the extent that he has reflected light, he can receive from the Creator, and that PT3.
So, I don't understand the reason of restriction. It was from her choice, or she didn't have any choice because of the shame?
It all has to come only from a decision. Because if it happens due to the shame, it means that the created being is under the rule of the Creator. So it has to be a free desire, meaning that the restriction too happens due to a free desire. If it's by necessity, it means the created being is not yet independent. It's just the Creator doing all these actions.
So how to organize those two explanations?
Is because it always goes through four phases. And therefore, each and every action thus becomes free.
But the Kabbalists sometimes give us the explanation that there was shame and that was the reason of the restriction, and sometimes it's a decoration and from her own desire. How to organize those two explanations?
Now, on the one hand, and it's also something you see in our life. On the one hand, shame appears where the feeling of the receiver comes directly from the upper one, from the host, let's say. But on the other hand, when you see an opportunity to bestow to the host, to equalize with the host, that becomes your action. That you take on the restriction and use reception in order to bestow.
So the shame didn't obligate her to make a restriction, she did it on her own desire.
No. The shame necessitates phase four to recognize how opposite is phase four, the created being, to the keter. And now the phase four has to make a choice. Why does it restrict itself? Because she herself is ashamed and doesn't want to suffer, or because she wants to equalize herself with the Creator, with the Keter. That's where the decision is. And at that point, there's a difference between the created being who wants to advance towards the Creator and the created being who just receives.
Clear. Where does that decoration come in here?
The adornment or decoration is where he sees that his action is an action of reception. And this action is beyond the will to receive, where he wants to receive without any account. Now, when he wants to receive with this calculation, that's called adornment. Now, that's a different kind of reception. It's a reception through reflected light that you now receive from the host and eat after you decided to eat, not in order to fulfill the desire. Then you now have other vessels, different vessels. Different kind of relationship and towards what you receive. Different calculation. You feel that?
So the shame is an action on the upper one that came before the adornment that came from the lower one?
The shame, like Rabash says, is a creation in and of itself.
And that came before the adornment?
And it precedes the adornment, yes, of course. It causes the adornment.
And the adornment is a decision on behalf of the lower one.
Yes.
So he says here that the screen that detains the light so it won't expand in phase four went back. How does it do it? What does it mean the force of the screen detained the light? Why should it detain the light not to reach phase four?
I don't want to be just a receiver, a beast. I don't want to be a beast. Just receiving from the Creator. I want to be with Him in reciprocal connection. That means being Adam, somewhat similar to Him, even to a smallest extent, but still similar. And therefore, I make a restriction and advance myself to being Adam, on my level, on my corporeal, beastly level. When I receive, only to sustain myself. This is called neither condemned nor praised. Other than that, all the things that I enjoy, I want my pleasures to be only aimed at the Creator. That I am doing it for Him. This means that I perform a restriction. And everything else is...
'69,
headline, the Malchut of Reflected Light is in the Keter of Direct Light. Phase 3, which is less coarse than Phase 4, is regarded as the Sphira of Chokhmah, of the reflected light, meaning second to Keter in degree. Phase 2, which is more refined than phase 3, is regarded as the third degree from Keter, meaning Bina. Phase 1, which is even more refined than phase 2, is regarded as the fourth degree in merit from Keter, meaning the Sphira of Zeranpin, consisting of six Sfirot Chagat Nehi. The Keter of Direct Light, the most refined of all, is regarded in relation to the aforementioned reflected light only as Malchut, meaning of the least merit. That is because the greater the coarseness, the greater the importance, and the greater the refinement, the lower the degree, since the degrees expand from coarse to refined. Remember that well.
Yeah, that there's the opposite value between lights and in direct light and reflected light. In direct light, from pure to coarse, and in reflected light, from coarse to pure.
I am 70. Headline, Malchut consists of all 10 Sfirot of reflected light. Phase 4 herself is also divided into 10 Sfirot, meaning 4 phases in Keter, by the power of her reflected light that expands to 10 Sfirot. It is so because phase 4 herself is the Keter of reflected light, namely the root, and the 9 Sfirot of reflected light that expand and rise from her are her branches. It is known that all the branches exist in the root. Thus, phase 4 herself is regarded as 5 phases, which are Keter and the 4 phases expanding from below upward.
Yep, so it's clear that the 10 Sfirot of reflected light are a result of 10 Sfirot of direct light and the screen that gives birth to them and organizes them back. Next, last one.
Last 171, headline, the refinement of the screen divides phase 4 into 5 phases. Now you can understand what we have said above, the extent of reflected light is measured by the amount of coarseness in the screen. The coarsest screen, namely the screen of phase 4, manifests the complete degree, meaning reaching up to Keter. The screen of phase 3 reaches only up to Chokhmah. The screen of phase 2 up to Binah. And the screen of phase 1 only as high as Zeranpin. A screen that has not even the coarseness of phase 1, which is like the root, manifests no level of light, but only Malchut. With the above explanation, you'll understand the aforementioned matter of refinement of the screen over the above five phases. It is the matter of the division of phase 4 herself into the five aforementioned phases. The conduct of the screen is to ascend and be refined in these partial degrees of coarseness that exist in phase 4, for a reason that we will learn henceforth.
Okay, I hope that throughout the day, today, you'll speak about it between you in your meetings, on all that's happening here, what we learned in the lesson, and through that, if you have any questions, so tomorrow we can...
Да, дорогой Рав, вот как вообще это можно себе представить, что...
Yes, dear Rav, how can we even imagine this to ourselves, that the tensefilot of reflected light receive the tensefilot of direct light? How does that happen?
The tensefilot of reflected light all come from the coarseness that wants to resemble the Creator. That's why by this they absorb the tensefilot of direct light, because they have coarseness, they have a character of the created being that is willing to accept the qualities of the Creator. That's why without the restriction and reflected light, screen and reflected light, the created being can't get the qualities of the Creator, can't resemble Him in anything. Only after He raises the reflected light, He absorbs the direct light inside the reflected light, then from this He can work as the Creator. That's why He's called the created being, called Adam, that resembles the Creator.
What is that coarseness? Meaning, ten sefirot of reflected light means I want to bestow to the Creator.
But where do you want to give to the Creator from having the will to receive? That you invert it to bestow. That's why it becomes a vessel for the direct light. Let's say you worked, you prepared the meal, the guest came, you give it to him, and then by this you express your desire to give to the guest. So it becomes a vessel, the extent of your bestowal. Yes, PT4.
It says the Malchut of direct light is the Keter of reflected light. I can't understand how Malchut, which doesn't have light, becomes the Keter of the reflected light.
Because she performs a restriction and has no light. First, she had light. She just restricted herself. She doesn't want to receive. That's why she can, by this, be the Keter of reflected light. Specifically that she doesn't want to receive the direct light, but the light comes to her, the light of Ein Sof, and she says, I don't want it. I want to resemble the bestower. Meaning, even give me everything you want, I only want one thing, to resemble the bestower. The bestower doesn't receive, neither will I.
How do I draw the light that reforms? Meaning, what do I think about to be? It's not the wise one who learns, so what do I do?
You need today to repeat this lesson throughout the day and to organize these things that it'll be clear what you've learned.
All right, and during the lesson, what do I think about? How to resemble the upper light in my bestowal towards him, and to resemble his bestowal towards me. He brings me fulfillment, I bring him the vessel for the fulfillment. That's it. And how do you draw the light that reforms during the lesson?
By thinking how I want to give him the vessel to fill.
Almata 1. Before the restriction, do we need to reach a feeling there's only me and the Creator, or it's sufficient to feel shame from receiving from the friends without seeing the Creator behind them?
No, we have to see the friends and the Creator behind them, and then in that full picture, that I approach to develop myself in restriction.
USA 3. Can the created being bestow to the Creator if phase 4 remains empty?
Yes, we have to try and feel that behind the friends is the Creator, and I am standing before them, right in front of them, and in this way I can reach the development of my phase 4 to such an extent that that the restriction will develop.
PT 37. Is the intention the screen?
The intention is part of the screen, let's say that.
Chile.
Chile, we barely see the results of our actions. Will it always be like that, or there will come a point in our development where we will be able to see the direct results of our actions?
Well, let's say if you annul your egoistic desire between you, and you want to bestow upon one another, and you want to connect with one another at least in somewhat, in something. So why shouldn't you see it between you in your relationships? You'll see it. Now the question is, what next? Next is what has to be revealed in your connections between you. The intensity, the character of your connection, that's where you'll be able to reveal your spiritual relationships.
Mach 39, is the restriction of the meeting place of the created being with the Creator?
The restriction is the meeting place between Creator and created beings, correct, but only the beginning of it. Then the development we need to already distance the restriction.
Can we talk about Sfirot only after receiving through reflected light?
Before that, there are no sfirot. The sfirot is only when the direct light is clothed in reflected light.
Mach 21.
Mach 21, in the process of correction, do we need to free from the restriction?
You were in the restriction earlier, I don't understand. We always have to remain below the restriction that we don't receive directly from the Creator, but only in reflected light, only in order to give back to Him. That's it. I don't want to be a thief that receives directly. Only under the condition that the Creator gives to me, then I want to give back to Him. In what do I give back to Him? I give it to Him only in my attitude. Other than that, what can I give Him? Right? So, this attitude is what we developed. These are all the spiritual qualities that are demanded of us, that I want to bestow to the Creator. How do I check that? How do I establish it? By bestowing to the friends. So, if I organize the ten, no matter in what way they are, shattered, broken, this way, that way, it doesn't matter. If I want to bestow to the Creator, I must bestow to them. That's called from the love of the created beings to the love of the Creator. So, that's what has to be. To bestow from me to the Creator, to organize it in a way that first it goes to the friends. And if the friends receive my bestowal, they connect by it, they're organized by it. As much as I can do these things, I must depict to myself that it's all given to me, and I must do it. So, if I do it, through the ten, I work towards the Creator. That after other friends is the Creator, and I'm bestowing to Him.
PT2, it's not clear what is it really to bestow to the friends. What is bestowing?
To bestow means to do the best thing possible to the other.